set my alarm clock for 6 in the morning. But I jump out of bed about 10 till 4. I didn't get to sleep till 3 a.m. Thinking about gobblers and big ripe hens. Waiting all the time when conditions are right. It's turkey time.
Yeah, baby, a little turkey time. Welcome back. Your host, Ray I. Peanut. In the Midwest Outdoor Studios, here with the Vulgar Bogger and Maddie G on a beautiful Saturday morning. Hey, guys, thanks for all the messages. Good luck out there with those turkeys this morning. Just Google Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company. It's easier than me trying to give out a website. And don't come down to the studio. We're not sharing, and the sandwiches are already gone, but thank you for those messages. I got one turkey hunter. He's in his turkey blind. He says, do you deliver? here comes another one. Here comes another message. Okay. Yeah, it's Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company. Also another great sponsor for our media hunt. What a great time down in the Missouri Ozarks with great people. Awesome place. Vogel Vogel, turn that sound off, please, while we're on the air. You know better than that. You're a bad, bad boy. Hooks Custom Calls. Man, those friction calls, glass and slate, absolutely worked on those turkeys. Great job. Thank you, Scott Hook, for being another great sponsor. And thanks for the Friday night dinner with our crew. We appreciate that very much. So it's Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company. It's really easy. What, Vogler?
That's so good.
Yeah, really good stuff. You know, when you get out there and hunt those turkeys, you need to relax a little bit. All these messages I'm getting, and I do appreciate them, but don't get in such a hurry. Relax a little bit and just let it unfold. Just let the natural things take over. And have some patience. You know, they're on turkey time. You heard the Turkey Time song by Walt Gabbert. They're on turkey time. They're not on our time. They don't wear a watch. So just slow down a little bit, and you'll find out once you hunt a couple days. And when you slow down a little bit, things will start happening. If the woods are open, you can't set up as tight. You can't move on the turkeys. You got to let them come to you. I mean, you know, my daddy used to say, we talked about it in camp this year, when I'd make a turkey gobble, and I'd say, let's go. He'd go, I ain't going over there. He's healthier than me. Let him walk over here. And it makes good sense. Good sense. So just the main thing is just have fun. You got a couple news items for us here, Vogler Bogger. Oh, before I get into that, it's been a while since I've been in here. I didn't announce what else was on the show. I told you we got the story time. I've got a really special segment. We're going to do four of these segments, four different series of this from the Conservation Federation of Missouri's podcast from Brandon Butler, executive director. And this one, we're going to talk about the youth season because I was gone and stuff. We did a little bit about youth stuff, but I want to cover the youth hunt. We did the governor's youth hunt, Missouri's youth hunt with the Turkey Federation and the Conservation Federation of Missouri. And, oh my gosh, the Department of Conservation, what a great time. And I'm going to be on the opposite side of the microphone. Okay? Brandon's going to be interviewing me.
Whoa.
And we're going to do four series of those in the next few weeks. We're going to get those out for you. So that's going to be in segment three today. And it's really cool that I'm being interviewed instead of me interviewing somebody else, you know? Right? I need to turn that dinger off that phone, don't I? I was yelling at you. Now my phone just dinged, but I got it open because these guys are sending us all these messages. I got to quit reading this stuff. These guys are killing me. Guys, I'm on the air. Okay, Vogler Vogler, what do you got?
Missouri Department of Conservation donates archery equipment to St. Louis County Police for youth archery program. Thanks to the donation, the St. Louis County Police officers will begin teaching archery to kids this summer. The St. Louis County Police Athletic League is embracing the benefit of archery, which has been shown to improve school attendance, boost self-esteem, increase physical activity. That is awesome.
That's some good stuff.
That is really good. And then, where'd he go? Oh, bonnet, mill, angler, snag, state record blue sucker. Missouri Department of Conservation.
Not a red sucker. Not a white sucker, but a blue sucker.
Congratulates Bryant Rackers on breaking the state record by snagging a 9-pound, 1-ounce blue sucker on the Osage River. That's
quite a fish.
That's just got to be a whole bunch of rod holding on to when you're trying to get something like that.
I'm not touching that one.
I know.
Vogler Vogler, I don't know what I'm going to do with you. I really don't.
Have fun.
We got about 6 minutes, Vogler Vogler. You got anything you'd like to say to the folks? Maybe you can, you know, regroup and get yourself together where you sound more professional and you're ready to rock this morning instead of playing noises and messing up and looking at me like a deer in the headlights when I turn to you.
Deer in the headlights, yes. Well, this looks like it's been an enjoyable season so far, but the one thing you've taught me is enjoy the people that you're with, the time Amen. You spent in the woods.
What a group we had, the Devil's Backbone Outfitter. And we threw some of them young guys in there, and boy, they're a lot of fun because they're so gullible. I mean, it's a, you know, we won't go into much detail there, but offering to take them mushroom hunting had them pretty wide-eyed, you know, just a great group. And we had a presentation on the porch. We had movie night. We had the Hawaiian movie. My great friend John Sabati was down, and it was a surprise. Nobody knew what the movie was. We had big screen video projector speakers, and we did the Hawaiian movie. Everybody had a great time. Our great friend Bill Cooper was in camp. The talking, thinking woodsman guy was in camp. Ryan Milo was in camp, young communicator doing a great job. And I tell you what, the Wagyu Beef Cattle Company, Creek, did a great job. Shell Johnson come in and made a presentation because they just released the beef jerky. So that was pretty cool. And Brian Clark came into camp and did the Z-Max deal for us and talked about that. We had a lot of great food. And if you're ever in the Door, Missouri area, you got to go to Roy's store and have breakfast. That's those guys look more forward to that than calling a turkey when we come out of the woods. And that's Devil's Backbone Outfitters. Boy, Chance and Joe are great. Daddy Joe, they're great folks. Great and time had by all.
You got to have
Rivers
Mark
were beautiful. Mark Strand came down all the way from Minnesota. And we got to spend some time in the woods together, and that's really important. And that is important. That was more important than shooting the turkey. And we shot some great video. We had some really close calls. John Sabati had the safety off twice, almost. It didn't quite do. And you know what he said? He said, you know, that's great. I would love to kill the turkey. I didn't, but what a hunt. What a great time with everybody. Good food and fellowship, and just had a good time. Everybody just had a really, really, really good time.
Mark kept on commenting on how there's no snow on the ground. He still
got. Yeah, he left 20 inches of snow. But we had winter woods. I mean, people were wearing, we're hunting in sock caps and coats, insulated overalls. Peanut is snoring this morning. She was so wound up to get in here because she hadn't been in here in a while either, you know.
Yeah.
She was in turkey camp. She was at the Johnson Mountain turkey camp, Pat's camper, and went out and called turkeys with Daddy. And I've got some great video of me and her pulling up the truck at the different spots and going out in front of the truck and calling it turkeys on the video with her out there with me. So that's always fun, but. Man, well, me and Pat Leonard, my great brother Pat, we had a good hunt yesterday. We had a fun time on the mountain and just an awesome time shooting some video, and woods was beautiful. It's starting to pop out.
Saw some videos of our pictures of you and Pat, what, 1972 on Johnson Mountain?
Yeah, I posted a lot of the old stuff from Johnson Mountain, Mark Twain National Forest.
He doesn't change, does he?
No, not much. This is a turkey show, so that's why we're talking turkeys. Please. You know, have a little patience. We'll get back to regular programming after the turkey season. If you would not believe the messages I'm getting now from all the turkey hunters about these shows.
So you're gobbler yelping still?
Oh, I was gobbler yelping big time this round because the gobblers were still in groups and running together, and they'd all gobble together, and then the guys had hen call to them, and they wouldn't come in, and they were getting frustrated. Just gobbler yelp. It works.
Oh, I've seen it work so many times with you, and it's like, oh, you know, the gobblers don't yelp. And hey.
Yeah, they do some yipping. We had some great setups. We bumped some birds. It's easy to bump birds into stuff, but just like I told you earlier, slow down. Take your time. Don't overthink, overevaluate. I can't say that enough. Turkey hunters are their own worst enemy. He had turkey, he's doing this, and he outsmarted me. He's just out there being a turkey. He's following the girls around with his eyes rolled back in his head. He don't know what you're doing. He don't know you're chasing him. So it's just too much fun. I mean, I don't. Just a beautiful turkey season, even with the weather off and the season off and the open woods. And oh, yeah, one more thing that I had a question about. A lot of the guys, and it happened to us, they are going to places that normally they hear the turkeys gobble and they're not hearing them. They're not there yet. Those places, they'll be there a little later. That's after the full breakup. There was a couple places that are absolutely killer down there where he was at and never heard or saw a turkey. They're not there. There's no sign there. They'll be there. Marty's got the same thing on his place with his normal places that he scouts for his hunts. He's not hearing any turkeys, but if he goes a half a mile to a mile from there they are in a big group of gobblers out in the field.
So they're still
in their winter. Yeah.
Back.
Yeah. It's 2.5 to 3 weeks out. But now it's closer now. I mean, they're starting to. There was a little bit of breakup yesterday, and now we're getting some green up. We're getting some cover.
Buds and trees.
Yeah,
and stuff.
It's warm, and the mushrooms are popping. If you watch my Facebook, you see we're eating a lot of mushrooms. Good stuff, huh?
Great stuff.
Well, this next segment is going to be a little Conservation Federation. Brandon Butler is going to interview me, and we're going to talk about the youth hunt. And then we're going to talk about clowns in another session with that, like probably next week. And then we're going to talk about how I got into the outdoor hunting industry and just a lot of neat stuff. And then there's a complete segment on turkey hunting tactics, hunting the Ozarks Hills timber and stuff like that, that Brandon asked me. So it's going to be really cool.
Real quick, I always love when people say, oh, I'd love to do what you do. They've never picked you up at the airport.
Well, you know, they've been asking me about that. You notice how much I've slowed down from what all the running I used to do. So we need to take a break. And with that, we're going to see you on the other side. We'll be back with Brandon Butler, Conservation Federation, Missouri. See you on the other side, baby.